friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and on with the show. Okay, so today we're reading a story called The Day Santa Stopped Believing in Harold. And this story has words by Maureen Fergus and pictures by Kale Atkinson. And I'll throw a couple of those pictures up on my Instagram. And I would say that today's story is read by Mommy and
John Williams.
John Williams,
who made Darth Vader's theme.
The great composer? Wow, I've always wanted to meet you. I love your work. You did a really good job on the Indiana Jones theme. He gives me a thumbs up. Nice to meet you, John Williams. Here we go. You know, I've always wanted to have a superstar in my podcast, and today is the day. Woo, go me. Okay. One stormy night, very close to Christmas, Santa and Mrs. Claus were sitting in their cozy little log cabin in the North Pole. Mrs. Claus was busy mending the seam of Santa's fourth best pair of red velvet pants. Santa was supposed to be going over the roster for this year's sleigh team. Instead, he was moping. Do you know what it means to mope? Okay. Have you ever felt sad about something and you feel sad about it and you're also grumpy about it at the same time? Yeah. Like, for example, if you say, Mommy, I want another brownie, and I've already given you one brownie, and I say, I don't think you need two brownies. That would not be good for your tummy or good for your sugar levels. And you said you would say, I really wanted one. And you'd make that frowny face, and you'd feel sad and grumpy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sometimes that's moping. That's a moping thing. And brownies are delicious, but you shouldn't eat a lot of them because you'll have a tummy ache. So don't mope. Moving on. Several times, Mrs. Claus asked Santa what was wrong. Each time, he muttered, "Nothing." Then sighed loudly. Finally, Mrs. Claus said, "Papa, I can't help you if you won't tell me what the problem is."
"All right," said Santa with another sigh. "Well, you know, Harold."
Mrs. Claus smiled.
"Brown hair, freckles, lost a tooth last week. Sometimes forgets to..."
"Stop!"
interrupted Santa in a choked voice.
"Don't say another word. You don't need to keep pretending on my account because I don't believe in Harold anymore."
Mrs. Claus stared at Santa as though he'd suddenly sprouted antlers.
"Look, Harold has always been a big part of my Christmas, and I still like the idea of Harold,"
explained Santa.
"But lately, I've come to realize there are a lot of things about Harold that just don't make any sense."
"Like what?"
asked Mrs. Claus.
"For one thing, I'm pretty sure his mom writes his Santa letter,
said Santa.
So what if she does?
Said Mrs. Claus.
That doesn't mean anything.
Maybe not,
said Santa.
But what about the snack? Huh? What about that?
What about it?
Asked Mrs. Claus.
I think Harold's dad lays out my snack on Christmas Eve,
whispered Santa dramatically.
Think about it. Harold is way too small to lift a big carton of milk. He can barely hold his own head up.
Papa, Harold isn't a baby anymore.
Yes, well, that's another thing, isn't it?
Said Santa.
That Harold who sat on my knee at the mall last year didn't even look like the real Harold.
Harold is a real person, Papa, said Mrs. Claus. Real people look different from year to year.
Santa wasn't listening.
You know what's going on here, don't you?
He asked.
Harold's parents are trying to trick me into believing in him.
And just why would they want to do that?
Asked Mrs. Claus.
They think if I know the truth about Harold, Christmas would be ruined for me,
cried Santa.
Either that, or they want the Harold gifts all for themselves.
Mrs. Claus shook her head and said,
You know what you're doing, don't you? You're looking for reasons not to believe in Harold, instead of just accepting him as one of the best, most magical parts of Christmas.
Santa looked uncomfortable and maybe even a little uncertain. But all he said was,
I know what I know.
The terrible news traveled like a spooked Arctic hare. Santa had stopped believing in children.
Not all children,
Santa assured Merpin, the elf supervisor in the computer gizmo department.
Just Harold.
Uh-huh,
said Merpin.
And you know what else?
Said Santa.
I am not the only one who doesn't believe in him. My friends don't believe in him either.
Uh-huh,
said Merpin.
Jack Frost says his mom and dad told him that Harold doesn't exist. And that the abominable snow monster, he says only a baby would believe in Harold.
Uh-huh,
said Merpin.
Do I look like a baby to you?
Boomed Santa. Merpin stared at Santa's twinkling eyes, rosy cheeks, and jiggling jelly belly.
Forget I asked,
sniffed Santa.
I'm going to go talk to the reindeer.
The reindeer listened carefully to Santa's evidence against the existence of Harold. Then they whispered among themselves for a few minutes. Finally, Donner said,
On one hand, we're not convinced that Harold is real.
I knew it,
said Santa unhappily.
But on the other hand,
continued Donner,
we're not convinced that Harold isn't real.
So, what are you saying?
Asked Santa.
What we're saying is, we need you to proof,
said Donner.
And we think we know just how you can get it.
Now, strange as it seems, while Santa was up north telling Mrs. Claus and the elves and the reindeer that he didn't think Harold was real, Harold was down south telling his parents and his friends and his turtle that he didn't think Santa was real. deep in his heart, Harold wanted to believe in Santa, but the older Harold got, the harder it was for him to just have faith.
What I need is proof,
thought Harold,
and I think I know just how I can get it.
That Christmas Eve, Harold hung his stockings, helped set out the Santa stack, and hugged his parents goodnight just like he did every Christmas Eve. On this particular night, however, after his mom and dad had gone to bed, Harold tiptoed back into the front room and hid behind the armchair across from the fireplace.
If Santa is real,
thought Harold drowsily,
I will definitely be able to see him coming.
Do you think he's gonna make it? Mm-hmm. He's tired, though, and Santa comes pretty late at night. Do you think he'll fall asleep?
Yes.
Let's see what happens. Many hours later, Santa and the reindeer touched down on the roof of Harold's house, which Santa had saved for last. Santa's plan was to hide in Harold's front room and see if Harold ran out of his bedroom on Christmas morning. If he did, Santa would know that Harold was real. And if he didn't, Harold's parents would have some explaining to do. After settling into his hiding spot, Santa tried to stay awake, but it was extremely warm and cozy in Harold's front room, and Santa was very tired from his hard night's work. Slowly, he closed his sleepy eyes. The next thing Santa knew, it was Christmas morning. Too bad we don't know any little boys who'd like to come open some presents from Santa, said Harold's mom, who spotted Harold hiding behind the armchair. Aha! Thought Santa.
Too bad there are no presents from Santa, whispered Harold's father.
Oops,
thought Santa, who'd forgotten to set out the gifts before hiding.
I don't care about presents, said Harold as he slowly stood up. I just wanted to see Santa, and I didn't.
At the sound of Harold's voice, Santa's heart gave a wild leap.
You're real!
He shouted joyfully as he jumped from behind the sofa. Harold's mother screamed. Harold's father sprayed coffee everywhere. Harold's face lit up like a Christmas tree.
You're real,
he shouted, running over to give Santa a hug. After Harold and Santa got over the shock of finding out that each of them had thought the other wasn't real, they sat on the floor, reading comics, playing with toys, and licking candy canes until the sound of tiny hooves impatiently stomping on the roof reminded Santa that it was time to go home.
Goodbye, Harold! Goodbye, Harold's parents! Cried Santa as he prepared to magic himself up the chimney.
Goodbye, Santa! Cried Harold. See you next Christmas morning!
Unless you fall asleep behind someone else's sofa, cried his parents. Santa's big booming laugh rang out once, shaking the walls and knocking several glass ornaments off the tree. And what does his laugh sound like?
Oh, oh, oh.
And then in the wink of an eye, he was gone. The end. And what a great story. Didn't you think? Yeah. Can you say the end?
Yeah.
The end.